First Peter chapter 3, and before we read it, we're going to pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for the power of your spoken word this morning. I thank you, Holy Ghost, that you are in the spoken word and that you're in the written word. And when we speak your words, you come alive in us. I thank you that you are God in the earth today, and I worship you, and we worship you, and we give you glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always. Say, be ready always.
Be ready always.
Be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you for a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Sanctify the Lord God in your heart. The word sanctify, guess what it means? Anyone? You look it up, what the Greek word is. What's the Greek word, brother?
Set apart.
It's hagios.
Oh, wow.
Hagios, the Lord God in your heart. What do you think that means? What's one of the names of the Holy Ghost? Hagios is holy, right? Holy Ghost, the Lord God in your hearts. Well, you can't call the Holy Ghost Lord God. God does it many times. He says it in the Word, right? So sanctify, but let's just bring it back a second because that might be too deep. But sanctify, meaning set apart, make holy the Lord God in your hearts, right? We can handle that. And be ready always. What is always? All the time. Always to give an answer. So you're going to sanctify the Lord God in your hearts always. And be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you for the reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. What's the hope that is in you? The Holy Ghost living in you that you've sanctified. Hagios. Holy Ghost. In your hearts. Are you here?
Yes.
So the question I'm going to answer today is, why do I worship the Holy Ghost? Listen to me. Why do I worship the Holy Ghost? Because that's an answer. That's a question that would be asked of you because you're doing something that a lot of people aren't doing.
That's right.
So you should have a good answer. So I'm just going to answer the question. I'm going to obey this verse of scripture that says, always be ready with an answer. I have an answer and I'm going to be ready with it. I'm a Holy Ghost worshiper.
Yeah.
I worship the Holy Ghost. Well, aren't you outside of scripture? No, I'm more in scripture than you are. If you're not worshiping the Holy Ghost, you're not sanctifying the Lord God, who's God in the earth today in your heart. You're doing something else. You got something religious going on. You know, and one of the things I believe that we're coming into a new day with this message and this new time, this new season, where, you know, the Spirit of God told me, take up where Dad Hagen and Dr. Dufresne left off. Well, this is where they left off. Now we need to enter into this, that the Holy Ghost is God in the earth today. I hope you're here. And so I'm not going to back off of it, because if you scale down the message, or shrink down the message to one basic point to what we do here in the Metropolitan Holy Ghost Society that is unique and different from the rest of Christianity. And I have another message that will hopefully be next week. We'll see. It's called Christianity 2.0. We got a lot of Christianity 1.0 and 1.2 and all these other things, but they never go to 2.0. That's where we are. Holy Ghost worship. Why do I worship the Holy Ghost? Number one, because he's God. Revelations 22:9 says, worship God. Revelations 22 is the last chapter in the Bible, right?
Yeah.
And it says, worship God. So if the Holy Ghost is God, I should worship him.
That's right.
And so it's not sacrilegious for me to go, I worship you, Holy Ghost. He's God, right? A couple of scriptures that prove he's God. 1 Corinthians. So the number one reason why I worship the Holy Ghost is because he's God. 1 Corinthians. Chapter 6 and verse 19. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? Right? So here he says, what? Know you not that your body, say body,
body,
is the temple of the Holy Ghost? So your physical body is something that the Holy Ghost is in. What? Don't you know that? Which is in you, say, which is in me. What's in you? The Holy Ghost is in you, right? Which you have of God, and you're not your own, for you're bought with a price. Therefore glorify who? God in your body. You can't twist this scripture to try to make the Holy Ghost look like he's not God. This specifically is saying that the Holy Ghost is God and he lives in your body. What? You don't know this? Because you'd think that half the body of Christ doesn't know it. I worship the Holy Ghost because he's God. Right?
Amen.
Am I just yelling at you? Maybe I am. Good, you need to be yelled at this morning. Go to Acts. Don't yell at me. Well, then listen. I'm just getting loud and animated, that's all. Acts chapter 5. Did you find it? Yeah. Glory be to God forever. Acts chapter 5. Here we have the story of Ananias and Sapphira. You remember the story, right? They were supposed to bring a certain amount of money, and they said they brought a certain amount of money. Now, actually, they weren't supposed to bring a certain amount of money. They said they were going to, and then they didn't. And then they tried to tell people that they brought the money to try to get the glory and praise out of it. It was their money. When it was their money, they could have decided, nah, that's, I'm backing off of this. I'm not going to go and sell all my stuff and give it. And everybody would have been fine. You know, if that's not the case, how come you aren't dead then? Follows logic. If in the Bible we have to sell everything we have and bring it to the church, otherwise we die. No, you make the decision about how much you're going to give and how far you're going to go with it, right? What did I say? Acts chapter 5, verse, let's go down to verse 4. Whilst it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. I guess we got to go back. Let's go to verse 1, in verse 5. Let's go to verse 1 in chapter 5. But a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira his wife sold a possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost? Who did it say? Satan filled their heart so that they would lie to who? The Holy Ghost. Whilst it was in thine own power, while it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart, that thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God? It said they, why did you lie to the Holy Ghost? You didn't lie to men, you lied to God. Who did they lie to? God, the Holy Ghost. One in the same.
Yep.
You can't twist this verse of scripture to try to say that the Holy Ghost is just a spirit or a power of God that emanates somehow from God. He is God.
Yes.
Right? So the number one reason why I worship the Holy Ghost and why you worship the Holy Ghost is because he is God. You get that? Was that enough? You can meditate on those verses if you want. Yeah. Number two, he's a person. He's not this just power. This verse of scripture there said it's not. You haven't just lied to a power of God. You've lied to God himself. He is a person. John 14. Glory be to God. And verse 16. And I will pray the Father, this is Jesus, and I will pray to the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth. Another. I will send another. Another means just like me. You can't have another cookie without having a cookie. Lynn, can I have another cookie? You haven't had your first cookie. You can't have another. So when Jesus was comforting them, saying, hey, I gotta leave, and they were upset about it, and he says, don't worry, I'm gonna go, but if I don't go, I can't send thee another. But when I go, I'll send another, just like me. Another what? So was Jesus just a spiritual force in the earth? No, Jesus was a person. So Jesus didn't leave and then send another strange, wispy sensation into the earth. Because Jesus traveled about being a strange, wispy sensation. No, he sent another person into the earth. Are you preaching another person? Yes, I am. The Holy Ghost is the one Jesus sent.
Yeah.
He is a person, another like me. Go to 1 Corinthians. Chapter 12. This is good. I'm enjoying this. It's always good to be ready to give a reason for the hope that's in you. What's the hope in you? Hagios, the Holy Ghost, the Lordship of the Holy Ghost in you. Sanctify the Holy Ghost in your hearts as God in the earth today. Sanctify the Holy Ghost in your heart as God in the earth today. You know what the church hasn't done? That. They haven't sanctified the Holy Ghost in their heart as God in the earth today. I'm good, brother. Oh, this is good. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11. Remember, the number two is that he's a person. First of all, we said he's God, which means he's divine. So when I say he's a person, he's a divine person, a person that Jesus sent to come to us into the earth. A person. Say a person.
A person.
Say a divine person.
A divine person.
And if he's divine, we're supposed to worship him because we're supposed to worship God.
That's right.
1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 11. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. Will is the number one thing that separates a person from another person. How many of you know, being married, that you don't have the same will? You're still both individual people that have come together in covenant. One of you can will to do one thing, the other one wills to do the other thing. From little things to big things. Lynn, when was the last time you wanted and desired a big, giant plate of sushi? You never willed to do that. Why not? You're one person. You're not one. You're two individual people that has individual desires, right? It is the one thing that demarks a person from being a person. You will to do something. Here the Bible is ascribing will to the Holy Ghost. All these worketh that one and self same spirit. He's one, dividing to every man severally as he wills. He's God in the earth today. He has a will. You think he does things that, no, his will is lined up very well with the Father and Jesus. But he's an individual person. He is a person. And this shows you that he's a person. That's my second point. He is a person. While we're here, just because this fits so well and you haven't left yet, go to 2 Corinthians, all the way to the end, to 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. It's the last thing Paul wrote to the Corinthians. He said the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why the grace? Because it's through his grace that we get all of these things, right? The love of God. Why? Because God loves you. It is by his love that he has the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. But he says the communion of the Holy Ghost. He's saying Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Which one does he say to have communion with? The Holy Ghost. Everybody's trying to have communion with the Father. Everybody's trying to have communion with Jesus. You will when you get to heaven. The Father's in heaven. Jesus is at his right hand. The Holy Ghost is God in the earth today. Who does the Bible say the Bible?
The Bible.
The Bible say you're supposed to have communion with. Communion means fellowship, koinonia. It's the most intimate, personal, daily fellowship from morning to night, and even when you're sleeping and snoring. Holy Ghost. When you get up in the morning eating your Fruit Loops. Holy Ghost. When you go to school, Holy Ghost. When you get out of school, Holy Ghost. When you breathe, Holy Ghost. Why? Intimate, personal, deep contact every day. Is he telling you this to have communion with a wispy force and wind?
No.
Back when God said it's not good for man to be alone, I should send him somebody else. Did he send him a wispy force and wind? He sent him another like them. He sent him a person. He sent Adam a person. When Jesus said, I'm going to send another, he didn't send. He sent another person. The Holy Ghost is a person. God is not telling you to have fellowship with a wispy wind and a force in the earth. How can you have fellowship with a force? I'm going to go have fellowship with electricity. The Holy Ghost is like electricity. He's like electricity. No, he may have power of electricity that functions that way, but when was the last time you had fellowship with electricity? The last time I had fellowship with electricity, I did not enjoy it very much. I thought I'd be smart. You know, it can't be too hard to change one of those little outlet things there. You know, and if I was careful, I didn't need to shut off the power because it's just a couple of screws. I can just disengage. I'll stay away from the negative, and I'll concentrate on the positive. You can tell how much I know about this. But I stuck that, like an idiot, I stuck that screwdriver down in there, and I got a little closer, and zap! It just shocked me. It threw me back onto the ground. And I picked up the screwdriver and looked at it. The end was literally, a giant gouge was melted out of this solid steel. Thank God I didn't put my tongue in there. How many times have I had fellowship beyond that with electricity in the wall, the power? You want to have some fellowship with nuclear power? Your fellowship wouldn't last long. The Holy Ghost is not power. He has power. But he's a person. We don't fellowship with power. We fellowship with the person of the Holy Ghost. The number two reason why I worship the Holy Ghost is because he's a person. And fellowship, if you listen, fellowship is one of the greatest forms of communion. Worship is one of the greatest forms of fellowship that you can have with the Holy Ghost. For some reason, it tends to draw him to you even closer. He likes it. You can ask him that. Why does God like worship? I don't know. Because he's God. But I worship the Holy Ghost because he's God. I worship the Holy Ghost because he's a person. He's not an emanating force. Is this any good? He has will. He's like Jesus. I'll read this just because, like I said, you're still here. Go to Acts. Remember, he has a will, which says he's a person. He can be grieved. I could go on and on here. This could be a whole sermon series, but I generally don't go down here because it's been covered by other preachers. Too bad people didn't listen to it. I mean, I would say most of the body of Christ would probably acknowledge the fact that the Holy Ghost is a person. But they won't go as far as to worship him, which is what they should be doing because he's God. Acts chapter 19. I believe, no, Acts chapter 13. Got you flipping all around here. Acts chapter 13, verse 1. And now there was in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manian, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said. Right? So the Holy Ghost is speaking. Yeah, but he doesn't speak of himself. You're interpreting that scripture wrong. He doesn't speak away from the truth. He is the Spirit of truth. He says nothing but the truth. So help him God. The Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." When they had fasted and prayed, they laid their hands on them, and they sent them away. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost. Yep. Are you here? Mm-hmm. So who's the one directing and sending people and leading people in the earth? Well, you know, the Spirit of God. The sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. The sons of God are led by the person of the Spirit of God. Separate unto me Barnabas and Saul for the work whereunto I have called them. Who makes decisions about what you're called to? Whose will is it? It's the Holy Ghost. This is a better message than I think you think it is. And when they had fasted and prayed, they would lay their hands on them, they sent them away, and then they being sent forth by the Holy Ghost. Who were they sent forth by? The Holy Ghost, the person of the Holy Ghost. He has a will, he has a way, he has a word, he has a mouth, he speaks.
Right.
All right. Why do I worship the Holy Ghost? He's God. Number two, he's a person. Number three. Are you ready for number three? Mm-hmm. You keeping up? Yeah. Number three, he is the one Jesus said he would send. And you got people that say they're following Jesus, but then Jesus says, "I'm going away, I'm gonna send another, and he'll be with you forever."
Yep.
And they're still following Jesus. Just like John the Baptist, they were following John the Baptist. John the Baptist said, "One's gonna come after me, one whose shoes are, I'm not worthy to bear to untie his shoes or to tie his shoes." Then when Jesus came along, they left John the Baptist and began following Jesus. Then Jesus, throughout his ministry, said, "The Holy Ghost is going to come. I'm going to leave. I'm going to do what I need to do. I'm going to provide my grace for you that you will walk in. But then when the Holy Ghost comes, you're supposed to be following him."
That's right.
"I'm going to send him." He's the one. Who's the one that Jesus sent?
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost is the one that Jesus sent. He's God, he's a person, he's the one Jesus sent. He's the one Jesus said he would send. John 16:7. We're getting there. John 16, verse 7. "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It's expedient for you that I go away. If I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you." Him who? Him, a person. He's God, He's a person, and he's the one that Jesus said he would send to you and has done that. Did Jesus depart? Yes. Did Jesus send thee another? Who is he? He's the Holy Ghost. Is he a person? Yes. Should you worship him? Yes. If you want to be scriptural. All right, glory be to God. Go to Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1 and verse 4. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait. So here's Jesus. Before he left, one of the last things he said to them was, don't depart from Jerusalem, but wait. Say wait.
Wait.
Don't do anything, don't go anywhere, but wait for the promise of the Father, which he has, which saith he, you have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Remember, John the Baptist was baptizing people under repentance so they could receive Jesus. Jesus, and he said, the one that comes after me will baptize you into the Holy Ghost. Right? And Jesus said, did you remember, I've been telling you this, truly John baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. And when they were therefore come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons unto which the Father has put in his own power, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come on you. After the person of the Holy Ghost has come on you, you receive power. Right? Is the Holy Ghost the one that Jesus said he would send?
Yes.
Right. And it's why we worship him. He is God, he is a person, he is the person that Jesus said he would send, and that leads me into my last and final point. Of course, there are many other points as to why you should be worshiping the Holy Ghost, but I wanted to pick on these three, four basic fundamental things that most people can't handle more than 4 points, right? Somebody says, well, why do you worship the Holy Ghost? I have 75 points. You sit down there for an hour and a half and I'll tell you. These are the reasons. He's God. He's a person. He's the one Jesus said he would send. Now, verse 9. Actually, let me just read the rest of this. But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witness unto me, both in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria, unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. Now, why do you think Jesus did this way? You think Jesus just accidentally did this? He was actually trying to say one last thing while he disappeared because the cloud came and took him. No, this was intentional. He wanted to have a specific line that they could not cross. Where I'm going now, you're watching me, you're looking at me, here I am, I'm going away, I'm gone.
Yep.
Jesus left you.
Yep.
The church doesn't want to believe that. He left you, but he didn't leave you alone, he sent another. Yep. Another what? Another person.
That's right.
And you should be worshiping him. If you want to obey what Jesus told you to do. I'm obeying Jesus. No, you're not. If you're not worshiping the Holy Ghost, you're not obeying Jesus. That feels a lot better than I think you think it does. I would say a real large majority of the body of Christ, a large majority of the body of Christ has never uttered the words, I worship you, Holy Ghost, out of their mouth. Well, we're going to change that.
Yeah.
We're going to change it.
Lord.
We're going to change it. We're going to take this message all over the earth, and people are going to start opening up their mouths and saying, I worship you, Holy Ghost, and fulfilling, finally, in this last day, what God has called them to do, which was to open their mouth and worship God.
Yeah.
So enjoy the ride. Did I finish reading that? And when he had spoken up these verse 9, and when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, say, while they beheld,
while they beheld.
Was this intentional?
Yes.
It had to be. While they beheld, there were natural people looking at him. There he goes, he's going into a cloud, he disappeared, he's not here anymore. While they beheld, right after he said, I'm gonna leave, but you're gonna, in a while, don't stay right here, stay here, I'm leaving, but stay. You ever treat your dog to stay? What happens if your dog doesn't stay? Spanking. No bones. They get an intervention sign put up on their wall that you can't have any more treats. We're intervening. I told you about my dad's dog. I forget the name. I'll have to ask him next time I see him. And he was going off to school. His dog was very obedient. He came up to the edge of the property. He said, stay. Stay, schmuckers. People used to name things schmuckers. And he'd go off to school. And he came back and the dog was still there. He felt bad because he was like, should I release you? Stay. I release you. Right? Here's Jesus. He just tells them, don't go anywhere. Stay. Stay. Good boy. Stay. And then I'm leaving. I'm departing. I'm going away. He's doing this intentionally. I'm gone. Half of them didn't stay. The Bible records that over 500 people were with him at one of these times. And 120 stayed. Stay. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly towards heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. Which is very nice, because in those days it was hard to keep anything white. Which also said, you men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. Hey, has this happened? Has this happened? Did Jesus come in like manner as he went up into heaven? No, that's going to happen in the end day when Jesus returns. He has not returned in that capacity yet. He has shown up in vision form to people often, in vision form.
Right.
But he has not come back in the same way. Besides, they're telling him something beyond what Jesus already said. Don't go, stay here, I'm going to send another. So in between that period of time where he said, stay here, I'm sending another, and the time when he comes back to heaven, comes back from heaven, that's the time we're in.
Yes.
What time are we in? We're in the time when the Holy Ghost is God in the earth today, and we worship him. Because he's God, he's a person, he's the one Jesus said he would send. He's the only one in the earth today. The Father's in heaven, Jesus is at his right hand, the only one of the Godhead who is a person, who is God in the earth today, is the Holy Ghost. And when you open up your mouth and begin to worship him, he will be able to do things for you that he can't do any other way. Because you've not completed the circuit of obedience. Say obedience.
Obedience.
To do what Jesus told you to do, which is receive him for who he is. Because when you're worshiping him, you're receiving him, you're sanctifying him in your heart as the Lord God in the earth.
I received the Holy Ghost. I received tongues.
Yeah, but you're not receiving the person of the Holy Ghost as God. You just received a gift. You can receive the gift without receiving the giver of the gift. Let me see if I can wrap this up. Say, wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
He's the one, he's the only one who's God in the earth today. Do you understand that? Jesus left. He said, I'm going, here I go, I'm going, don't go anywhere, I'm sending another. And then half of them ran off, more than half of them ran off.
Yeah.
And they're still running off today without the Holy Ghost and worshiping him. He's the only one who's God in the earth today. Let's go to Acts chapter 7, and I will truly try to end with this. And that's hilarious. Acts chapter 7, and let's see. This is Stephen right before he got stoned, and not the way that they like to do out in Colorado. Acts chapter 7, and let's see. Stephen is preaching here. The Holy Ghost came on him. He was moved by the Spirit of God, and he began preaching all of these wonderful things. Let's read verse 48. Howbeit the Most High dwells not in temples made with hands, as saith the prophet, heaven is my throne, earth is my footstool. What house will you build unto me, saith the Lord? Or what is the place of my rest? We can answer that now. Where did the Lord God want to come and move into? It couldn't be with temples made with hands. It had to be with temples made without hands. That's you. What? No, you're not. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, who's God, who's in you. Worship God in your body. Are you here? Verse 50. Has not my hand made all these things? Verse 51. Acts chapter 7, verse 51. You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you do always resist the Holy Ghost, as your father did, so did you. Wow. Which of the prophets has not your fathers persecuted? They have slain them, which showed before the coming of the Just One, of whom you have been now the betrayers and murderers. This can't be going over big, by the way. They would probably want to stone him after this. Who have rejected the law by the disposition of angels and have not kept it. Verse 54. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost. Who's being full of the Holy Ghost? Stephen. Stephen is full of the Holy Ghost. He's God. He's a person. He's the one that Jesus sent. Stephen was good. He received the Holy Ghost. Looked steadfastly into heaven, say into heaven, and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. Where was Jesus during this episode? In heaven still. Who was with Stephen? The Holy Ghost. Who's God in the earth today? The Holy Ghost is God in the earth today. And I could go on and on with scripture after scripture that the Holy Ghost is the only one who's God in the earth today. Who are you going to worship? You're going to worship the Holy Ghost. You're going to sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. So, in answer to why do I worship the Holy Ghost, number one, he's God. Number two, he's a person. He's a divine person. Number three, he's the one that Jesus said he would send, and then he did send him. And therefore, he's the only one who's God in the earth today. Therefore, I become a Holy Ghost worshiper by following Jesus. Do you see that?
Yep.
Father, in Jesus' name, I bless these people right now. Let this message come on them and open their ears that they may hear it, so the Spirit of God may lift them up and make them what they're called to be and satisfy you in your longing for true worshipers in the earth. And we worship you, Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Amen.